Today is February 12th, 2006. We are with Al-Hadi Abdullah Muhammad, who is the proprietor of Al-Ziya Islamic School at Lima in Ayawaso. Can you tell us a little bit about the school, when you started it, what is taught here, the number of students, the age group?
Okay. I started this school about 20 years ago. The subjects we taught here is Arabic alphabets. We start with Arabic alphabets. Then from then we teach them how to pronounce the words. If you add a word to a word, how to pronounce it?
Otherwise, the sound system.
Then also we teach them Quran, how to read Quran, because any Muslim have to learn how to read Quran. Then after Quran, we teach them Arabic language, and then fiqh means how to then also math, arithmetic, Arabic. Also, history of Prophet Muhammad. Then, he's having a hadith. Tradition. Okay. And then writing. Also, imla, dictation. Dictation. These are some of the subjects.
So the students are coming aged about what?
From 5 years.
And they can stay here for how many years?
They stay here for 6-7 years.
So it's almost like primary school?
Yeah, it's a primary.
And then from here you can go to JS? Is the training such that they can go to the regular JSS, or they have to continue in an Islamic system?
They have to. Okay, according to their wish. They choose what they want to. They want to continue.
This is basically a religious establishment.
Religious establishment.
What they need to practice their religion.
Yeah.
But it also serves as a primary school.
Yeah, a primary school in the Islamic sense. There are some Islamic schools which are operated secular. But from the primary, you can go to ordinary JS.
Is this one like that?
This is a purely traditional
school. That's why we come here only Saturday and Sunday. The remaining days, they go to secular school. Then if they are in vacation, vacation to them, they continue from Saturday to Wednesday, that's 5 days a week. When they are in vacation from the secular school, then they come here from Saturday up to Wednesday, that's 5 days in a week.
This is how many students do you employ other teachers?
Yes, we have four teachers. And we have four teachers. And we have 180 students. 180.
And they all fit in here, or they come in sessions?
They all fit here.
180 students.
Yeah, 180. Because the young ones are many. The number of the young ones are many. You can get about 60 in a class for the young ones.
How many classes will these students divide into? Like three levels, or the young ones, the intermediate, the advanced?
Yeah.
How do they come in class?
Okay, from four years to 7 years, they are in before class one. Then from seven years, they are in class one.
So seven to
about ten. Seven to ten, they are in class one. Then from 11 to 13 or 14 and class 2.
Traditional religious. In the first level, age 4 to 7, what do they start?
They start with Arabic alphabet. How to pronounce it. And then it continues because we have books. Those in class one, this is their book. Those in class two, this is their book.
For all of them.
So Arabic.
They all learn Arabic.
Well, which class does jurisprudence come in?
After the Quran recitation, what next? What do they study?
You mentioned that they do history.
You see, every day we start with the Quranic recitation. So about 1.5 or 2 hours. After which they will go to one break. When they come after from break, and then they come on the subject, either Arabic and fiqh for Saturday, and then Sunday Hadith.
And they all do that, only at different levels.
They all do that.
4 to 7, they'll learn a bit of this. Level. 7 to 10.
According to the book, the textbooks.
So when do they come to school on Saturday and Sunday? When do they come? What hours?
They come at 8:30. It's at 2 o'clock.
I've seen boys, I've seen girls.
Yeah.
So there's no discrimination.
No. In any class you can get boys and girls. In any class, in every class.
It is obvious that education and the practice of religion go together. So part of this education is to help them be good Muslims.
Yes.
Can you talk about the connection between the education you give them and their practice as Muslims?
Yeah.
How does this school prepare them to be good Muslims?
We teach them from the teaching. Teaching or what?
Preaching.
We teach them after lessons, all the lessons, then we teach them about Islam.
This is what Islam demands of you. Learning from the Bible, all three of them.
Even we sometimes told the parents, if they see their children with some
bad
hair, they should let us know. We can correct it. Even some boys, you can see their mothers are coming here. This boy is not praying as 5 times a day. Sometimes when he pray once in the morning,
that's it.
Unless tomorrow morning too. Then we we correct them. Counseling. Even sometimes we discipline them.
They take corrective measures.
Yes.
Teach you to know your religion. Practice it. And that's it. It's the power of the syllabus. The Quran and then the basic text.
Can you tell us about a few of the texts which that you use? And maybe that so when it comes to hadith, at this level, what kind of textbooks do they use?
For hadith also we have hadith for those class one. Then hadith for for class one, and then for class two, then for class three. We have them. This is how we have.
We have a collection of hadith known as the sixth authentic collection of hadith. Now, according to the level of the student, what you tell a genie, you don't tell
the consistent. This Tawheed and Fekr.
Unity of God and then
Fekr and Tawheed. For class three. Yesterday we taught them Tawheed. Yesterday, Saturday. But today we are teaching them Fekr.
Tawheed, that is the cardinal principle of Islam. How one is Allah, that is what he teaches. Allah is what?
That's Aqida. From this book, Aqidah, you can see Sirat here, history, this is the prophet, that's the prophet.
I'm going to go to the Ahadari. These two basic ones, then the student, people should complete and then we move on to Ashmawi, all matters of faith, practice of the what is good for you in your prayer, what is not good in your prayer, preparation for prayer, ablution, purification, in our type of purification, if you go to the these are the teachings in Ashmawi. Ashmawi gives more topics.
More topics.
Hadari is the basic. What to do, what to do. Don't look down on them.
Since they have to pray, 5 times a day, some of those times will be while they are here. And so they are taught to pray as well.
Yes, yes, we should have to pray. How many rakat in the morning? And then even before we start the prayer, the praying, ablution, all the way we teach them. Them all.
Since we should pray 5 times, how to perform the various prayers, you know, they are different in number.
Yeah.
We use units.
option.
But to do it is better.
It's better. Because if you do, you will be rewarded. Good money. We have these books too. Look at it. Yeah.
The
Lord is moving
on the board.
Yeah.
So these are for the more advanced.
This class. Yeah, Arabic language. This is we got from Libya. We taught them yesterday, Mr. Saturday. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, because we have many, so we give everyone, we take one. But after reading, then we collect it. Because that's the number, at least the all of us. We can give it to them. There's some people. Sungana. Yes, we do.
Some written outside the country and some written in Ghana.
All that we have here we're from outside. We buy it from there. Shops.
So there's a book trade in Islamic texts.
Yeah.
You can find.
From the Islamic culture site.
Yeah. This part one. We have part two, part three.
Can you tell me a little bit about the training of your four teachers? Where did they train? Where did they go to school? What must they know to be qualified teachers? You employed them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you interviewed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I interviewed them. Yes.
What are you looking for in a teacher? What level of knowledge? Education about these subjects before you hire.
Okay. Only reach secondary level. Secondary level. You get them from research here. Islamic research. This is Islamic. Just across here. Just across here. Just across there. To do that. After they graduate from there, they qualify them, we employ them here.
The man who goes through this basic one, is they qualified and not to teach the less endowed
for a
teaching.
Yeah. Yes.
But the teachers are taken from the institute.
Yeah.
What they are trained there.
And is that purely an Islamic institute? Or there is also some overlap with secular education?
Yeah, they have the secular group.
Yeah.
From the secular and religion.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, back up to JSS. Yes.
But they have the specific.
Arabic and Islamic. Mother Sule, I don't know.
Now that there's an Islamic does it make any difference to these newer structures? There's no connection. And now, for example, after a while, you hope to see textbooks coming out of there. What is the meaning, the significance of the Islamic University for what you do, or it doesn't make any difference?
Mm-hmm.
Second. Islamic research institute here.
Once you pass your entire university, not necessarily Islamic university. In the other university, but in Cape we have Arab. In Cape we have Arab. Islamic university, we have but if you should learn something else, depending on the ability of subject and teacher. But basically, this is a religious establishment.
Yeah.
Teach you to understand your religion, know your religion, practice it well, and live at peace with your neighbor. So, I don't think you teach people to go and fight Christians.
At all. At all. At all. Yeah.
Teach them anything about the relationship between Islam and other religions? Or that is not part of the focus at this time?
This is what if I should come in. Yeah. In the Aqida, the belief system. One way say, Amen to Billahi wa Malaikati wa Kutubi wa Rasulih. Now, this Kutubi is not only the books of the Muslims. We have the Torah of the Jews. We have the Injil of the Christians. And they are taught about that. You belong to other faiths. And they are all your brothers. Prophet is not only about Prophet Muhammad. We teach them about Moses, about Noah. Therefore, we have named Islamic name. Moses, we call him Musa. Noah, we call it you. And then we Isa, Jesus the Christ. Abraham, we call it Ibrahim, and so on and so forth. We give them Islam. So we teach them about other religions. The religions are all from God. The Torah, the Injil, and then the Psalm of David. They are all revealed scriptures. But ours is the Quran,
yeah.
And that's what we learn here. Yeah. We learn how to recite our prayers, we recite portions of the Quran. When a Muslim was born, we recite portions of the Quran. When a Muslim dies, before, we recite portions of the Quran. When a Muslim wants to marry, we recite portions of the Quran. The life of a Muslim revolves about the teaching. That's why we see Muslims are crazy about learning the Quran. H345 they come in. And then by the time they give you, they should be able to recite Fatiha, the opening chapter. And so you use your prayer. No. That prayer is
fine. We have some Christians around who are having meeting once a month.
So the Christians come and meet?
Yeah, they meet to discuss what they want. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yes, because we know that God says there's no compulsory in religion. So, but we have to live with each other nicely so that if I tell you something, you can take it. But if I fight you, then later I come, I want to.
Come and
you want to. See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are premises, Islamic premises.
Yes.
There is a debate on issues affecting Christianity once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
And there is no objection.
No objection.
Once a month.
So, when you look at your school, what would you like to see your school become? What is your ambition? Are you happy the way things are?
No, my ambitions is my school to get big premises than this.
So then,
more than that.
So I want to expand.
I want to expand.
Would you prefer to remain within Nimo? Because there is a mosque with other Muslims. Does a Muslim environment want them? Or you don't mind taking your school to
I don't mind for taking my school to anywhere in Accra. Yeah, I don't mind. But it doesn't have to come there. Because we have students who are coming from Medina. They come Saturday and Sunday. They learn Arabic and Quran here. See?
So you will have to move the bigger premises.
The bigger premises.
These days, the school system has become very diverse. So some take their children, they take them to Lincoln, they pay $20.
Yeah.
Some will take their children to GIS, they pay $20. So essentially, what we are beginning to see is that education is becoming class-based.
Yes.
Based on the income.
Yes.
Yes. Who comes here in terms of the children who study here? Is it anybody from every social background, economic background, or people from a certain social background? Who sends their children here?
Yeah.
Some are coming from Medina.
Yeah.
Is there
not because there's no Islamic school there. This is where they want to come and learn. Just that's all. Not because
whether you live in Accra or Lagos or say Teshin, the very fact that you know an individual man, you know he's wrong. You want your child to be educated under him.
So it's the reputation of the imam.
The teacher. You know the teacher, you know his character. You want your child to be under him.
Is there Do you charge school fees? How much do you charge? Does the school fees, for example, eliminate some because they cannot afford, or it is the school fees that everybody can afford to bring their child?
What is that? It's 10,000 cedis a month. After 10,000, at the end of every month, we write some small, without names, small papers, and then give it out to them, to show it to their parents, to remind them that, damn it. Even with that, some don't pay.
10,000 a month,
everybody can afford. You see, but they don't pay. So unless you sack them, today we sack about 20 children, students, before they went back and... We sack them. It means if we don't sack them, don't pay. You see? So sometimes we make sacrifice. You see?
Does the teaching reflect any changes in gender? Or does it matter whether you're a boy or a girl? You are taught the same thing, or a woman taught certain things?
No, we taught the same thing. All of them have to know everything. Everything.
For example, if God is one,
yeah.
Teach the boy that the God is one. If the girl comes, God is one.
Yeah.
Let's say God is one here, even the woman is one.
Yeah.
I'm asking in terms of Muslim conduct.
Yeah.
Since Muslim males and Muslim females do not necessarily behave the same, are expected to behave the same in public or in private. So I was wondering whether that is reflected in how they are
at all. When they come to learn, they come to learn.
Come to
what
learn.
Happens is that sometimes the women heal them.
Yeah. And they sit, they all any time they come, they sit at front. And then the boys are at the back.
Any particular reason why the women sit in front and not in the back?
Because I've been asked in school, why do you put the women at the back and the men in front? Our prayers involve genuflection. In front of you, genuflecting, you see, your mind will take it off from prayer. Indeed. It's my arrangement. We put them at the back. We are in the front.
So at this stage they are also too young for them to be taught anything about how Muslim men and Muslim women behave. At this stage, it's just the fundamental. And that kind of teaching to do with how a woman composes herself is for at another stage,
yes,
or maybe even for the family. Mm-hmm.
It's at another stage. The books are there. Mm-hmm. This is how a woman should purify it.
Look at the